ESPN 107.3 presents the Mid-Mo Smoke Show with expert advice from the pitmaster, Lyle Quast, owner of the Ring of Fire Barbecue in Sullivan on ESPN 107.3.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to the Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3. My name is Lyle Quast. I am your host. And this morning we have got a whole family affair going here as far as my co-host. But first, let's do our sponsors. It's Living the Dream Outdoor Properties. It's not just land. It's a lifestyle. And while we're doing the show here, if somebody's got a question or a comment or something, you can call us at 573-364-1045 or text us at BBQ9. And I'd like to say about our barbecue sauce that I've been using this past few weeks. It's Yummy Tummy Barbecue Sauce. It is fantastic. And as of right now, Matt Glenn is a distributor for it. You can pick it up at Cooking From Scratch. Or if you do the order there online, you can use their code, MIDMOCO, and get 10% off your order. And since I am so bad with names, I'm going to let Colin, our producer, go ahead and introduce everybody.
So what I've done is... Well, I suppose what my dad's done is he went out and found some new family, and we decided to bring him in on the smoke show, so I'll turn you guys' mics on. And so I got my Uncle Ben here. Say hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
And I got my Grandpa Gary.
Hello.
So, essentially, they're by way of Amarillo. They came down, drove on down, and... You know, they got the smokerbuilder.com gathering?
Yes.
So that's we did the Fisher family, extended family gathering last night.
Yeah, and the thing that I noticed, too, is Matt's probably going to be disappointed because I see you brought a whole pan full of food in here that later on in the show we're going to get a chance to sample. We're going to try some of that yummy tummy. We're going to try some of the sauce from Texas.
Yep.
And we're going to, you know, break that down a little bit. But... Gary and Ben, why don't you give me a little bit of history about, you know, your cooking background and stuff like that?
Well, I've been cooking for quite a while. My dad started me on this deal.
Okay.
And just expanded from there. I've been to several cook-offs and all that kind of stuff through the years and everything. And it's just been part of my life, mostly.
Well, you know, once you get this barbecue in your blood, it's hard to get it out.
That's correct.
And, you know, that's the way my daughter is. She helped me a lot when I was doing competitions and in my food truck. And, you know, anytime now we get on the phone, she lives in Springfield. She's a college kid. Somehow it graduates to talking about barbecue somehow, where she's doing something down there or I'm doing something up here. And what about you, Ben? You do a lot of cooking?
We try to do a little bit here and there, you know. We've done a few competitions and a few get-togethers, you know, pretty much every weekend.
Well, have you got a specialty?
Pulled pork usually is my better.
Right.
Than brisket.
Right. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people say they don't want nothing to do with a brisket, but I would rather cook that over anything else.
It's,
you know, once you got it down and you know what you're doing, it's really not that difficult.
No.
You know, as long as your fire is right. But
that's key.
It is. You got to keep that temperature. If you got a fire going up and down, you're going to have some of the toughest meat you ever seen.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And if you get it constant and it'll hold constant, within, you know, 2 to 3 degrees, you're okay. Mm-hmm. But, and I know, Colin, didn't you tell us last week that your dad got a new
smoker? Yeah, so that's what we cooked this on. So a few weeks ago, and if you want to go back, you can either go to blogtalkradio.com or you can go to ESPN1073.com/smokeshow or Mid-Mo Smoke Show, one of the two, and you can listen to our old episodes. And there was one episode we talked about pellet cookers, and the big name that most people know that comes to mind is Traeger.
Right.
But what we didn't realize is we discussed this kind of an alternative brand was Pit Boss.
Right.
And my mom had never heard of it, and she was looking to see these two. Once they smoked some meat for us, we decided, all right, a smoker's a worthwhile investment. And so she went online, and she found a great deal on a Pit Boss, and she got kind of the middle-of-the-road one.
Right.
And I don't know how many turkeys it holds, but we We assembled that, I want to say, Wednesday, and we got it fired up and threw it in. That's what we've been cooking on this weekend.
And it's working pretty good. So that's far. The Pit Boss is a pellet cooker?
Yeah, it's similar to a Traeger and whatnot.
Okay.
The electric start, got the hopper and that sort of stuff. And that's the thing is, what is great about those is you can set the temp, walk away, and it'll keep you there. You don't have to sit there and tend to fire.
Right. And that's the benefit of the pellet cooker, mm-hmm. You know. Like everybody knows, I'm strictly a wood burner, so about every hour I got to check my wood, mm-hmm. Make sure everything's going, my temps and stuff. And, that's something I don't mind doing. It's just that's how I learn, so that's how I do it.
Sure.
So you guys said you guys are from Amarillo?
Yes, sir. I'm from Amarillo.
So you ever get down to the Big Texan?
A few times.
Have you taken a challenge?
Oh, no, sir.
How come?
I'm a big boy, but I ain't that big.
You know, that is the thing that amazed me, and I know we're getting off a little bit here, sort of, but not really. I went down to the Big Texan one day, and there was a little gal walked in there. If she weighed 105 pounds soaking wet, she was doing good. And she wanted to get in on the challenge, and we were all joking and giving her a hard time. She ate that 10 minutes faster than what the time was allotted. And she ate the whole thing, all the side dishes. I mean, I knew she was going to explode. Where she put it, I don't know.
Jeez.
Yeah, so it's those, you know, the, like, pretty thin, in-shape women that just surprise you when they
put
it away. There was, I forget where we were, but my dad and I, we were at this place, and what they served was a burger. It was one of those where they took a Krispy Kreme glazed donut and used it as
yes.
a bun. And it's, you know, this, like, half-pound burger. And there's this woman, and she, you know, looks great and great shape and that kind of stuff, and then she just pounds this thing, and we're just like, how?
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem anatomically correct.
Well, and the thing about this little gal, she didn't just, you know, shovel it in as fast as you can. She was just eating a moderate, and I'm watching this go away, and I'm actually feeling a little bit physically sick because I know she's got to be stuffed.
Yeah.
And so nope, she ate it, sat back, and just was happy as could be.
Yeah.
Sad. But so when you're being from Amarillo, do you do a Texas-style barbecue
yes,
or
sir.
Do you do just a salt and pepper?
Pretty much.
You know, that's what I've started doing with my briskets. I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got to have a little extra in there, like garlic and stuff like that. But
that's the extra that we put in is garlic.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And a little bit of paprika for color. Mm-hmm. But they don't wrap down there in Texas, though, do they, when they're doing brisket? It's strictly on an open pit and they cook it till it's black.
No. No, you do the Texas sweat.
Oh, do you?
Yes, sir.
Because, see, every place I've been, it's in the smoker until it comes out black.
No.
And, I mean, I don't mind it. I like the taste.
Yeah. I do anyways, is that about 5 or 6 hours on smoke, then wrap it and, you know, put a beer in there and
yeah,
your salt and everything else and then wrap it up, then give it some good heat.
Now, do you use wax paper like they do on TV, or do you aluminum foil?
Aluminum foil.
All right. We're going to convert him yet, Colin.
Yeah.
we'll get him to using some of these Missouri flavors.
Yeah.
But and what about you, Gary? You said you did competition.
Yeah, competition. It depends on the competition. They have their rules
right.
written out. And so whatever the rules are, but most of the time, you know, put a really heavy smoke on it for 4 to 5 hours
right.
and stuff, and then wrap it. And a lot of times we started out using butcher paper.
Yeah, that's not wax paper, butcher paper, yeah.
And wrap it pretty good. That you still get some smoke that way, but the foil holds the heat
yes,
a lot
it does.
Better.
And the
and
moisture.
So you keep it moist, and it gets a little more tender that way.
It does.
Yeah.
Now, and here's another question, because I've noticed, and I'll ask you guys, but when I was going through Texas, you know, and they'd slice a brisket, it'd be 1/4 to 3/8 inch thick.
Mm-hmm.
When they do it here in Missouri, they're lucky to get 1/8 inch thick, you know,
right.
in the restaurants.
Right.
And, I mean,
well, that's kind of a deal. If you got tender brisket, you can cut it thick. If you don't, you got to cut it thin.
That's it. And I cut mine pretty thick because it'll fall apart otherwise.
That's the difference in slicing there. You know, is
it is
tender or easy it is to eat. You know?
Well, when you were in competition, were you KCBS?
Do what?
Were you a member of the KCBS?
No.
Okay. See, that's like, you know, the way they've changed in competitions. Now, you know, it used to be where you always had to have green in your box and all this.
Uh-huh.
Well, they don't have to have that now. And, you know, they've changed the way the meat's judged and all this and that, so.
Right, yeah. It's, you know, all the different competitions are all different. You know, I've even had where they give you the brisket,
uh-huh.
but it's got like, you know, where they seal up your electric box, you know, the little tin things.
Yeah.
They'll stick that through the meat and give it to you with the number on it, and that way you can't slide in a pre-cooked that. So, it's a lot of different rules, you know.
Well, that's like mine. When you're talking about that, they inspected the meat. The meat had to be wrapped in the way it came from the store when it came to competition.
Yeah.
You know, you could not open up the plastic wrapper or anything until it was ready to start cooking. And, you said you did competitions too, Ben?
I've only been in a couple, but they were mostly for charities and stuff like that.
Right.
So, I mean, we were judged, but it was like a group of guys or women and everybody else, like what tasted the best. It didn't necessarily have to look, you know, perfect.
Right.
Perfect ring. And
kind of like a backyard.
Pretty much, yeah. It was a mud bog.
Yeah, well, those backyarders, you know, you pull up the cooler and cook and drink as much beer as you can in the time it takes to cook.
Yes, sir.
That's how I think everybody gets started with barbecue
Pull
up the chair and see how much you can.
All right, well, we're going to take a break this section, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little more about this new smoker that Colin's dad got and see if Gary and Ben have cooked on it yet, maybe even get his dad to say something. And this segment here was brought to you by Living the Dream Outdoor Properties. It's not just land, it's a lifestyle. And we'll be right back. This is the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3.
Now, the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3.
I will take a free breakfast buffet anytime, anyplace.
Hey, welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. My name's Lyle Quast. I am your host, and we have Colin's family in here this morning as our co-hosts. And this segment here is brought to you by Peterson Oil and Asphalt and Sullivan. And they also fill propane tanks, and working with Peterson is a blast. And go by Huddle House in Cuba. Stop by and see them. While you're there, check out the Huddle Up Rewards program. And I did that this morning. I stopped by and seen the Huddle House. And, I came out of there pretty full. So this section, we're going to continue talking about the barbecue area and stuff. And if you got a comment, got a question, want to know something, you know, about certain areas of barbecue or whatever, phone us at 573-364-1045 or text us your questions at BBQBBQ9. And so now we are back with Gary and Ben. And at our last session, we talked a little bit about their history of barbecue and stuff like that. One thing, I've never cooked on a pellet cooker, so you know I know it's load it, set it, and go. But how difficult was it putting this together?
Well, I got back a little later on, I think it was Wednesday, and another grandfather on the other side of the family had come and he had it most of the way together, and came with an instruction booklet, and you got X amount of screws and that kind of stuff. There was nothing too complicated. You can figure it out pretty well. We used a drill, which probably made some things a little easier. Just real quick, just drill them in. And yeah, so I'd say you can get through it in an hour or two, depending on how many six-packs you go through.
Well, there you go. Well, and one thing I was wondering, like I said, I've never cooked on them. My wood burner, when I picked it up, I had to put a fire in it for 4 hours to start seasoning it
mm-hmm.
before I could even start cooking on it. And, you know, that's just the way it is with them. Do you have to do that with the pellets?
I honestly don't know. They were handling everything.
Yeah, it's recommended that you start it up and let it run and heat it up to about 350,
uh-huh,
and then turn it back and then to the low heat for the smoking.
Right.
But you kind of season the grill and everything that way.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because like I said, I was shocked when I forgot my first big wood smoker, and it right on the instructions it said, you know, you start to fire. I didn't have to get it up to 350. They told me just I get it up to about 250 and leave it in there for 4 hours.
Oh. And, well, it doesn't take that long with the deal. But, right. I mean, you know, once you get it up to temperature and you got the smoke coming, then you pretty well got it going.
Okay. So, and you can – did you guys buy any certain type of pellets, any flavoring, or did you just go with oak and hickory?
Well, that's one thing about the pellet cooker. You've got a range of woods that you
– yeah.
It's unbelievable, you know. All kinds of sweet woods like apple and cherry and peach, right, and everything. And then you get the hardwoods, oak, pecan, mesquite, all that. You know, there's just a wide range of,
right,
woods that you can use.
And if you're in Raleigh, you can head down to Wind Supply and pick up their wide,
absolutely,
selection. Of...
I was just going to say that. Well, you know... I used to drive a truck, so I got all over the country and stuff. And there was one time I went to South Texas, and there was a gentleman who had a roadside barbecue stand. And I went in there and got some meat and got back to the truck, and I had the best flavor I've ever tasted. And I didn't recognize the wood, so I went back and asked them. And he was using post oak and plum. And, man, that was fantastic. You didn't need any sauce. Which, I don't use a lot of sauce anyhow, but do you
a lot of times, you know, with the fruit trees and stuff like that, with apple, cherry, plum, whatever, they do put their own little taste to it.
Yes, it does. It was a sweeter, really sweeter taste.
Yep. I like to use the, I call them flavored woods.
Right.
To do turkeys and chickens and that sort of thing, because they really seem to take the...
Right.
The smoke on better.
When you're doing your turkeys, what kind of wood do you use?
I like to use apple or cherry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, that puts a little darker color on it, too, doesn't it?
A little bit, but it's not too
not
bad.
Not too bad?
Yeah.
See,
not
I
too bad.
I just started smoking turkeys, and I still am using either a combination of hickory and oak or hickory and pecan.
Yeah. Pecan's good.
Pecan's a mellower flavor.
Yeah. Pecan's good with fowl and stuff. But, yeah. And another thing with fowl, if you brine it first,
right,
it'll take on a lot more smoke.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It doesn't look that great when it comes out of the brine. You know, it's a good thing people don't see it when it comes out.
Yeah, that's not something.
It's a nice gray color.
Yeah.
But it does, and like you said, you're right. It does take the smoke a lot better.
Yeah.
And the brining helps hold a lot of the moisture in, too.
Right. And it. You know, just kind of opens the pores so the smoke can penetrate.
I still have a problem with the turkeys. Like I said, I haven't been doing them very long, but I still get rubbery skin. I just cannot get the skin, you know, where you can bite through it.
Where it's crunchy?
Yeah, when I'm smoking it.
Well, one way to do that is towards the end, up your heat a little bit.
Okay. See, I was scared to do that. I didn't know what was going to really rubberize the skin, you know, and stuff. Because right now, mine, I mean, you might as well be chewing on a tire for the skin, but the inside's good.
Yeah. No, if you up your heat right at the end a little bit, it'll make it a little more crispy.
Okay. Well, do you guys do a lot of the backyard competitions, things, you know, where you get togethers or, you know, like, I don't know, like you said, you were saying, Ben, about charities and stuff like that? And
We do a few. I mean, it's not a whole lot, but, I mean, there's a couple a year that we do.
Okay.
But basically it's just cooking for, you know, family and friends.
Right.
You know.
Well, that's basically how I got started, was just cooking for friends. You know, I'd tell them, hey, I got a new recipe to do on the smoker. We'd set up a day to do it, and they'd all show up.
It's crazy how that happens.
Yeah, and you know what? There was people there. They were supposed to, you know, I invited friends, and there was people. I had no idea who they were, but they were over there eating. And then it got to where I was starting to do catering then, and then moved on to the food truck. And like I said, know next week if I'm going to have a restaurant or not. And you guys sound like just like everybody else I have talking when it comes to barbecue. You either have it and just love it and can't wait to do it, or you would just assume somebody else did the cooking for you and you'd just go ahead and buy it. Mm-hmm. But you're the one that you guys sound like hands-on guys. Get in there, make rubs, you know, cook, yes, and take the time.
Yeah, it's, you know, you kind of like to have your hands on it, you know what I
right.
mean? And you know exactly what's happening from start to finish, you know.
Right.
So you know what it is, you know.
And you take a lot of I don't know about you guys, but I take a lot of pride in when I'm watching somebody eat mine for the first time. You know, that look on their face, and you know you did it right. It just, you know, that's worth everything to me.
You know, you had a good barbecue whenever you go back to your tray and there's nothing left and there's still people going, hey, is there just a little bit more? Can I get that last little piece?
Right. You know? Yeah, and you know, the thing I'll enjoy too, sitting around, a bunch of us cook differently, but we sit around and swap and compare recipes and see what works. I don't have a problem somebody wants to try mine because I want to listen to them because they may know something I don't.
Some other little trick or twist or
right, because, a couple weeks ago we did a show and a lady was on there and I was talking about baked beans. Never once thought about when you're cooking your beans, when you first put them on there, open them up and set them underneath your pork butts. So all the drippings fall inside there. You know, you're getting the spices and then after about a half hour of that, close them up. That just changes the flavor 100%, and it is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I've already paid for all the seasoning, so I might as well go back in my beans. That's the way I look at it.
You know, there's a barbecue or whatever it's called, Southern Pride.
Uh-huh.
It's a carousel.
Right.
And you put your meat and everything on there, and as it's going around, it drips back on your meat.
Right.
And it really makes a good deal.
Yes, it really does. You know what?
Never dries out.
And it changes the color of your meat, too, as you're doing that because it's getting basted all the time. And to me, it takes more smoke and in the right way. I mean, you can put a half-inch smoke ring in there just doing that.
That's true, yeah.
You really can.
But, you know, it's low temperature, but that carousel keeps it moving and
right.
and the drippings and everything that's a really good way to do it.
Well, and I found it's been out for a long time, a contraption that we can talk about that in the next section. I want to talk about some of the devices that we use barbecuing, you know. You got your turkey cans and all that. Mm-hmm. Can smokers and cookers. Mm-hmm. So in the next section, come on back. We're going to talk about that. And we got to sample some meat in the next section, too. So this section here was brought to you by Peterson Oil and Asphalt and Sullivan. They fill the propane tanks, and working with Peterson is a blast. And by Huddle House in Cuba, stop by and see them. While you're there, check out the Huddle Up Rewards program. And we will be back in just a little bit with Gary and Ben here on The Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3.
The Mid-Mo Smoke Show is on ESPN 107.3.
I'm going to consume all of this at the same time because I am a free America.
Hey, welcome back. My name is Lyle Quast. I am your host here on The Mid-Mo Smoke Show. And this morning, my co-hosts are Blake, Gary, and Ben, along with my producer extraordinaire, Colin. And this section is brought to you by Wind Supply in Rolla. You know, make sure you go down there and check out their large selection of Traeger wood pellet smoked fires. And as we were talking earlier, they also have about 13 or 14 different flavors of wood to be used. And, folks, I wish you had smell radio right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because the guys got together on that new smoker and did a brisket, and they are dishing it out. And you know, I'm going to need a bib, I think, before it's all said and done, because this looks amazing.
I think we'll find out if Matt's listening, because if he is, he'll show up here in a couple minutes.
No, Matt's in Illinois.
Oh, well.
He left yesterday, I think.
That's right, yeah.
Well,
we
could be getting a phone call from him. You don't know. And you ought to see this, folks. If this doesn't make you want to get out this weekend and do some barbecuing, mm-hmm. nothing will. And I guess one thing I forgot to mention earlier in the show, I want to wish all our veterans a happy Memorial Day and say thank you for all your service and all you do to make this country as great as it is. And guys, just go out there and have a great time this weekend if you got a chance. And thank you very much for your service. Okay, we are back. Colin, since you're in charge of the sauces over there, what ones are we going to try?
Well, we got some Stubbs, which is, you know, a classic. And then we got this Red Mud, and we were talking about that last week.
Last week we were talking about
that. So, you know, it's been sitting in here, and we've been, you know, looking at it for a couple weeks now. And we're
wondering.
Finally try it on this brisket here. But like you said, you don't need much sauce. This is some good barbecue.
Oh, I can see that.
From Panhandle of Texas.
There you go. And we were reading up on that. I didn't even know there was the Red Mud sauce.
Yeah, I remember reading it was named after, there was a, like, the Red Mud Creek or river that runs through the ranch of the family that makes it.
Right.
But if you've ever been out in that area, it makes perfect sense to call it that, because when they do get rain, all the dirt turns to red mud.
That's exactly right.
And it will stain your clothes.
Yep. Once you've got it, you keep it for life.
Yes, you do. And so I'm just, you know, got to be good to, you know, I grew up in around the Oklahoma City, or not grew up, but I lived there for a while. And they had some pretty good, like that Stubbs, that was very popular down in Oklahoma City. And so we're going to get everybody to try this.
Yep.
Try different samples.
I've tried a little bit of the just the Red Mud, and it's some good stuff. It's a little sweet. And let's see what we got here. First made on an authentic cattle ranch located at the head of the Red Mud Creek in the Texas Panhandle. More than 100 years invested in the unique way of life and probably the type of life that you could get with Living the Dream Outdoor Properties.
Absolutely. I don't know if we've got any of the yummy tummy here, but I can vouch for you. Like I said, I'm not a barbecue sauce person. But I have used Yummy Tummy on my brisket, and they've got a spicy one that is just wonderful. I mean, it's got a little, it's kind of like this one, a little bit of sweet on the front and heat on the back, and it's just so mellow, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
So have you tried this, the Red Mud?
The Red Mud is all right. Yeah, I lack the sophistication of, you know, palette description to really give you a good, like, I can't put the pros into
I like
into
it.
Works.
It could have a little more heat for me,
sure,
on the back end, but that front taste, that initial taste, mm-hmm, I really like it.
It's a good sweet barbecue sauce.
And like I said, I compare this Yummy Tummy to Sweet Baby Ray's.
Okay.
I think it's better, personally, and that's why I'm going to start using it in my food truck. But I do like that. It's really good, and the brisket is delicious.
And remind me, if people want to get a hold of Yummy Tummy, where can they find that?
Well, they can get a hold of Matt Glenn here at the station. They can text him at BBQ9, or they can go to Cooking From Scratch. They have now got it on the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can go to Yummy Tummy.
It's yummytummybbq.com, and if you enter the code MIDMO, you'll get 10% off your order online.
Right. And, you know, I heard from Josh this week, and he is, business is, you know, as busy as he can be right now. So he, you know, if you got a chance, drop him a line, get it. You can buy it by the case. You can buy it by just the, and through Matt, I think you can buy it just by the bottle or whatever else.
Yeah, I believe so.
So, and he'd be more than happy to take your order. I know that. So, guys, what do you think? Have any of you tried the sauce?
Not yet. Give me just a second.
Yep. And kind of, we might have a little bit of dead air here.
Everybody's
chewing.
Yeah.
I was looking at my notes here, and I somewhere went off in La La Land because I've been up since 2 o'clock, so I'm a little tired. But, yeah. This is, you know, and this is what's a lot of fun, too.
Oh, sure.
People bringing in their food they cook. Not everybody cooks the same, but the one thing you can say, everybody brings out good food, and that's all that matters.
Right.
You know.
That's true.
We've said it over and over on the show. I've talked to other guys. I've talked to competition. We went and did the show one day from Washington, and I got the opportunity to talk to some very good barbecue cookers. Because one guy in one week won the Royal, plus he won the World Cooking Championship all in 1 day period or 4 day period.
That's pretty good. I'd say that was a pretty good cooker. Yeah.
And these guys were just the neat. It's just like we were sitting here. Well, it was. They were sitting here doing the show, just like we are, talking and visiting. It didn't swell their head any, but two of them are real good friends, which made a lot of fun on the show, too.
Yeah.
But they were eager to give their recipes, too, if you wanted some information. You know, I messed with them because they cooked on the what they call an ugly drum, which is what our station manager cooks on. Is, and I give him a hard time about that, too.
Matt's a UDS guy.
Yeah, you know, well.
And that reminds me, if you are going to go out and cook this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, something like that, you can send those pictures into our text line. Take a picture of your barbecue, send it to us. That's 573-227-2279 or BBQBBQ9. And got to throw another shout-out to David Johnston, who's been sending us a bunch of pictures of ribs and chicken and stuff. And where do we stand on getting him his T-shirts?
Well, I am the lady that's doing my shirts.
Mm-hmm.
She had to go to a wedding this week, and then the bad part is she bought a brand spanking new machine to do T-shirts.
Sure.
And in 2 days, it completely went down. I mean, it didn't burn her building up, but the machine's fried.
Oh, man.
So,
well, here's hoping that's still under warranty.
Well, yeah, it is. And I'm waiting, like I said, as soon as mine are done, I know Matt's getting some made up, too, and I'm making some hats up, too. We're going to get that.
David, if you're listening, we're working on it full steam ahead.
We haven't forgot him.
No,
but it's hard for me to give out something that I don't have. And
yeah,
you know how when you're working with machines, something's going to go wrong. It's guaranteed something's going to happen. And we're hoping by maybe, if not this coming up week, the week after, we'll have mine done.
Sure.
And so I mean, it was pretty bad. I went in to check on my T-shirts, and the lady was almost in tears because her highly expensive machine just went south.
And then I also got to throw out, there's Josh from Amarillo. He sent us several pictures of the cookers he's worked on and then some of the stuff that he's cooked. And I tell you what, good-looking stuff.
Well, I'm not sure, but I think that is Josh from Yummy Tummy.
Okay, there we go, yeah.
Because he lives in Amarillo.
All right, that makes sense.
So that could be him. And shout out to you too, Josh. Keep that good sauce coming, buddy. You know, this being Memorial Weekend, I am pretty sure you're going to use a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay, now in the last segment we were talking that we were going to talk about contraptions that you use in barbecue. You know, the one thing, it's not a contraption, but we all come to the agreement about aluminum foil, you know. And to me, a lot of people don't know it, but squeeze butter was the best thing ever invented.
That's true.
Because in my barbecue, when it's time to come off the smoke and be wrapped, I squeeze a little butter on it. And, you know, some people put marinade on it. Some people will put, like you said, beer or something. I squeeze a little butter on mine and put a little bit of brown sugar on it and wrap it up. I will put some of my marinade or my injection in there, you know, when I inject it, and let it go. I've cooked it long enough. I can tell by brisket by picking them up how they're feeling. So I don't have to open them up and let all the steam out when they're cooking. Ribs, I got to sometimes take a peek because it's, you know, it depends on how meaty they are and stuff. But the one thing that I use a lot for my family, not for my catering business, is it's the can for chicken, you know. They call it beer can chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've started using Dr. Pepper instead of that. And I will take the can down to half a can of Dr. Pepper. I put in about, I'd say maybe an eighth of a cup of my marinade for it and some heavy on the salt and pepper. And then I'll put some of my rub on there too. Set the chicken on there and let it go. And No, I still get the rubbery skin, but you know what? People are looking what's inside, not what's outside.
Right.
It keeps it moist. And
it really does. And it adds, that Dr. Pepper adds a, I'm not going to say a strange flavor, but a sweeter flavor for chicken. And it just, people are really starting to like it. Maybe I shouldn't have gave my secret away on that, but hey, you know, what the heck, this is the barbecue show.
Also, if you use that can, it makes your chicken stand on the grill real nice.
It does. and they've got one now for a turkey. Mom, there's no way I can stand a turkey up in my smoker. But anybody who's got, you know, like the torpedo or the ugly drum or something like that, right, it would work perfect for them.
Right.
Yep. And one of these days I'm going to break down just so I can say I have one probably and buy me one of them ugly drums and try it. Matt may get getting a new present. I don't know, but we'll see how it works for me because, you know, I'm one of them when it comes to fire. It's hard to change me. It really is. And you were saying something earlier, Ben, about alderwood.
Yes, sir.
I have never tried it. And, you know, we were talking during the break, Gary and I were, you know, up north, that's all they use to smoke their salmon.
Yes, sir.
And so, now, alderwood is a harder wood, right?
It's a soft hardwood.
Okay,
It's on the softer end of a hardwood. You know, like your oaks and your ashes and stuff like that. Alder's down a little farther. It's real porous.
Okay.
But it puts off a real, real nice smoke.
And what kind of flavor do you get out of it?
It's a little sweeter.
Okay.
It's not like as heavy, you know, like your hickory or stuff like that. It's not as heavy of a smoke.
Right.
But I love the flavor, especially on like a pork butt or even on my briskets. I use it.
Okay. Well, I guess I would work, you know, like you said, pork butt, ribs or whatever too, yeah, you know, loins,
yeah,
and stuff like that. And I'm going to have to try it. I've seen it in the stores, but I've been leery because, like we were talking, to me, alder is in the poplar family for trees,
right,
and they're real heavy in sap. And the sap is bitter, so I was, you know, a little leery about that.
It doesn't give it the bitter flavor.
Okay.
But especially on your meats. I mean, I haven't smoked any fish or anything like that with it, but as far as like the pork butts and briskets and ribs and stuff, I've had that and pecan, and I love it.
Okay, well, folks, I'm sorry you don't have TV, and I'm sorry you're not here to smell this. But this brisket has been fantastic. And this segment here has been brought to you by Wind Supply in Rolla. Make sure you check out their selection of Traeger wood pellet fired smokers, and they've got all the pellets for it. Next section, we're going to do our recipe and the upcoming competitions. And my name is Lyle Quast. I am your host on Mid-Mo Smoke Show here on ESPN 107.3.
This is the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3.
It doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plan. You should have respected my authority.
My name is Lyle Quast. I am your host for the Mid-Mo Smoke Show, and we are joined today by Gary, Ben, and Blake. They are my co-hosts, and Colin, my engineer. And this segment is brought to you by Wind Timber Charcoal, making outstanding hardwood lump charcoal for over 40 years. And this is our recipe section, and I have got a real easy recipe for you today, but it tastes really good, too. It is called Peaches and Pound Cake. And what you're going to need is two peaches or one peach for each person that's going to be eaten. And then you peel them. One small loaf pound cake. You know, they come like in a bread loaf. Sugar, cinnamon, ice cream. And what you do is you peel your peaches and cut them in half and remove the stone. Then you dust the cut side with cinnamon and sugar. Place them cut side down on a hot grill and cook them. You know, I say cook them, but actually, you know, you're just basically warming up and getting the grill marks for about 10 minutes. And then when they're done, you take them off, set them aside, take and cut about a 3/4 inch piece of that pound cake and lay it in a bowl. Place your peaches cut side up, dust them with a little bit of cinnamon and sugar again, top them with a scoop of vanilla ice cream, and if you want, there's a lot of different toppings. Put your favorite topping on it, too. This is a very simple, simple recipe, and it is very delicious. But here's one word of caution. When you take them peaches off, because they've been heated up and they got the sugar and cinnamon, be very careful. They will burn your lips and the inside of your mouth, so just be careful with that. And we also got our upcoming events coming up here, and that's presented by Cowtown USA in Cuba. Your next UTV or ATV is only a click away at Cowtown USA. And today we have Shepherd's Smoking, it is today. Shepherd's Smoking Summer Kickoff in Branson. Say that four times fast.
I'll just try to say it once.
I'm having a hard time. It's a KCBS competition. And then we have the 7th Annual Smoking on the Lake in Monroe City, Missouri. That is next week. No. I'm all messed up. That was last week. I'm sorry, folks.
Hope it was fun.
It was. And I hope they had a good time. And the last one for this weekend is Grilling and Chilling in Chillicothe, Missouri. That's a KCBS event. So I apologize for messing up, getting people's hopes up on certain competitions, but it...
I tell you what, smoking on the lake, that sounds like a pretty good way to spend a weekend.
It does, yes. Gives you something to do, too.
Sure.
And it'll make some people's minds run wild with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, we're in this last section. Like I said, we're talking to Collins family, Gary, Ben, and Blake, and I can't thank you guys enough for bringing in that brisket. Whoever cooked it, fantastic. It really was. And... can't say I'm going to go out and buy a pellet smoker.
Mm-hmm. That's a bit of an investment.
It is, but that sure surprised me as the amount of smoke it actually got in on the meat.
Well, and what I like about it is, you know, and I really haven't touched the thing, but as I'm assembling it, you got the instruction booklet, and along with that, there are several recipes. It gives you recommendations for what sorts of things go well with different kinds of woods and the different flavors.
Right.
And because for a lot of people, a pellet smoker is a good way to sort of get into barbecue because it runs more or less like an oven, and you don't have to learn fire management right off the bat
exactly.
to sort of get into it. And it's great for the sort of weekend that we're having where you don't want to be sitting around the fire. You want to be around talking and mingling with people. And so it really seems like they're trying their best to give you and to make you well equipped to move on with barbecue. It's a good place to start, and then you can branch out. And if you want to get into competition smoking and that sort of stuff, it's a great foundation.
Well, they're using the pellet grills in competitions now.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not against them. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
I mean, the way I look at it, it's each to their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is I'm stick burner. I like to have that control. And maybe it's a control issue on me. I mean, you know.
Sure.
Who knows? But as far as what you said, it is a fantastic way for people to start learning about it.
Sure.
Because you know yourself, when you start messing up and everything goes wrong, you just don't want to do something.
Right. And the great thing, if someone is on a little bit of a budget and throwing down nearly a grand for a Traeger isn't exactly in your wheelhouse, a Pit Boss is a pretty decent alternative. They're not going to have quite as many of the bells and whistles, and it won't, you know, there's no denying that Traegers are absolutely fantastic, but I think a Pit Boss for that entry level, if you're just going to try to like dip your toe in the pool,
right,
it's a good way to go.
Now with a Pit Boss, can you get all that electronic equipment where you know, put your thermometer in your meat and just leave it alone, and the bell rings when it's done at a certain temperature and all that? I've seen that for the Traeger, but I didn't know if Pit Boss has that.
Well, and those are I think some of the bells and whistles that'll
okay.
sort of come standard with the Traeger. With the Pit Boss, you've got the hopper, which just it monitors the temperature, and if the temperature starts to get low, it, you know, feeds in a few more pellets
right.
and stokes the fire. But other than that, it's more or less just the grill.
Well, you know, you got to have some fun too. I mean, it's doing all the cooking for you. You got to mm-hmm. be able to check it, and you know, sometimes you got to sample while you're cooking. You know, and that's my downfall because...
Yeah, that's a slippery slope.
Yeah, because once I get started, if I start cooking at, say, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, I don't need any dinner that night because I've already sampled and I'm full, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, the one thing I'd like to do is take this time and thank Gary, Blake, and Ben for coming out.
Thank you.
And showing, you know, sharing your stories with
thank
us.
Thank you, Colin, for having us.
Thank you for bringing your family, and I know, you know, the weekend and everything, long weekend.
Yeah, got to throw a very special thanks to my dad who drove us and got us and the brisket here.
There you go. And you know, I hope we get some pictures from this weekend. I really do. I'm, you know, hoping people will start sending them. They got a long weekend to practice.
Yep. And there is a chance to win some things. It's taken us a while to get the wheels rolling, but right now, Dave, he's the only one in the running, so he's our reigning champ.
And Dave, send us some more pictures, buddy.
Yeah, dude.
Well, the ones you sent were great. We could tell exactly what it was. Send us some more. Better yet, get you a party together. Get a bunch of your buddies, do some cooking, and send us pictures from all of them. Make a thing out of it, you know. Maybe have their own little competition or whatever.
Yeah.
And since it's Memorial Day, I want to thank all the men and women in our armed forces for everything they do for us. And people, if you happen to see a veteran or an enlisted person, thank them for what they do. Because of them, you have the ability to go around and thank people and get out on Memorial weekend and barbecue and not have to worry about being ambushed or stuff like that.
Amen.
And so, you know, all you guys and gals down there at Fort Leonard Wood, we salute you and thank you. And I don't know, what, you know, Josh would... Yummy tummy. I don't know if he's going to be able to get in on our competition, you know.
See, I don't know if we might look a little biased there. We could probably throw him a T-shirt or something.
Well, you know what? If he makes a trip up this way and happens to stop by the studio where we got him all done and everything, he may accidentally walk out of here with a T-shirt.
Sure, you know? Thing. And then speaking of competitions, I got to throw a little shout-out to our friends over at the Midmost Sports Show. They're looking for new hot sauce, weak sauce sound bites. So if you want to... You can email them at midmostsportsshow.com, sports is plural, or midmostsportsshow@gmail.com. Email them your suggestions, and you can either email them a file or a link to a YouTube video.
And stay tuned, because we at the Smoke Show here have a competition with the Sports Show, and it is coming off on Father's Day weekend, and our show on that Saturday, they're going to be here, and we're going to see who can cook and who's going to have to go kicking rocks. And so, but this segment here was brought to you by Timber Charcoal, making outstanding hardwood lump charcoal for over 40 years. Colin, thank you. Have a great weekend. Guys, have a great weekend.